Welcome back to Sports Day. Let's get into chats with mates. Mate, award-winning Aussie service mobile plans from just $20. Time now to get into our Western Force segment with Tim Sampson, their coach. Welcome, Tim.
Good evening, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, we're going all right. How are the wounds after the Crusaders got hold of you on the weekend?
Yeah, we had to lick them pretty quickly and move on, considering we flew out of Perth last night, Tuesday night. So it just gave us a quick session there on Monday and then our main session Tuesday before flying out last night.
And of course, you've got the Highlanders this week. Let's just paint the picture for the listeners. Five losses in a row, you're 10th on the ladder, a 2-8 record. But because 8 of the 12 teams qualifying for finals, you're still a chance to make the playoffs, the finals, which seems quite extraordinary.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, the way they structure it this year, they take the top eight through to some quarterfinals. And throughout the season thus far, we've had numerous close losses, so therefore receiving bonus points, which is, they've been helpful, obviously, but, a win or two would be helpful as well. And that's what we're aiming to do this Friday here in Dunedin.
What went wrong last weekend? Obviously, you're up against a very powerful side, but less than competitive than you'd like to have been.
Yeah, certainly. No doubt about that. And I think, for much of that first half, it's how we wanted to play against the Crusaders, and we sort of pinned them in their own half for a bit and forced a few errors. And therefore, we got some early points. But, it was pretty clear and obvious that at halftime, the message they got was to increase their physicality and speed of game, and it just caught us napping, and we didn't respond to that. And they blew us off the park, especially around the breakdowns throughout most of that second half.
We'll touch on some of the changes to your side, but unfortunately against the Crusaders, your scrum half, Isaac Fiennes Lalawaza, was unfortunately receiving a foot injury, which means his season is in jeopardy. That's where it stands at the moment. You're hoping he might still get up for some stage in the back half of the year?
Yeah, we're hoping so. He's on crutches and a moon boot at the moment when we flew out yesterday, but he's still back in Perth. And yeah, we're hoping that the final results that come through aren't so bad, and that we can get some more game time out of him this year, because he's been in red hot form for us, and proved how much of an impact he has on our team in that number 9 jersey. And he's a handful. He's unpredictable. He's strong. And he mixes his game up really well. So, yeah, it's a tough loss.
What do you expect to be the features that you're going to have to overcome to get the win away from home here against the Highlanders at in this particular contest?
Yeah, look, I think playing away in a pretty hostile crowd in Dunedin, we'll have to deal with that. But that also brings the best out in you, I think. So it's pretty exciting if we're playing in an indoor stadium. They normally, get a pretty decent crowd and a vocal crowd, so that's always good. Really good front row, so set piece is going to be important for us. But I thought we performed quite well there last week against the Crusaders, a good set piece team. So we'll take that into this weekend and have confidence that we'll be able to match them in that area. And I think with our back line, dealing with the Highlanders, who they're a very good, unstructured team, so that they like to counter-attack and kick return areas of the game. They like to throw the ball wide and get it to the edges. So they've got a pretty lethal back line who are highly skilled. A fair bit to deal with there.
Do you use a bloke like Richard Kahui, who has got a fair bit of experience playing at this venue for the Highlanders in days gone by?
Yeah, certainly. Richard coming back into the match day squad this week. His experience, not only Friday night, but just throughout the week so far. And then obviously over here in New Zealand, himself and Jeremy Thrush, along with a few of the other experienced players that played a lot of rugby over here in previous years. So you have to tap into guys like that. And, Richard, as I said, he'll provide a lot coming off the bench for us.
And Brendan Stand is another one too, or nicknamed the Bull because he's a beast of a man and a former All Black. Was that important, you think, taking, say, Kahui and Stander into this environment, given that they are familiar with it?
Yes, spot on. Bully has been around for a while, and he is a good abrasive sort of player, and you need that when you're away. We've got three trips on the road here, and he's very good around the physical or the collision areas of the game, and he does like getting in the thick of it, Bully, and hopefully, again, like Richard, he can provide some good impact for us when he comes off the bench.
Bit of deja vu, perhaps, Coach. Last year, of course, you had to get things right at the back end of the season to qualify for the finals, and it's shaping up the same way. Bear in mind, once you got to the business end of the finals last year, you were more than competitive.
Yeah, that's right. I think as the year went on there last year, we got better and better. We were desperate for that win. I think I said it earlier today that that this group of players, that they're a team that, when their backs are against a wall, they probably brings out the best in them. So hopefully through, the understanding that we are desperate to get the win here Friday night against the Highlanders, that we see a bit of that. But they've so far had a pretty good week, and it's nice to get away together. You just have those little moments together which you don't normally get at home, like sitting around the airport and having some coffees or cards and whatnot, some conversations with other players and different staff and players. So, yeah, it's been a nice trip to get over here, and now we've just got to finish the week off and get the job done.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, fellas.